The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again, welcome to our path to success. And Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, another beautiful day, another beautiful topic is about the excellent poetry of Ala Hazrat Ala Rehma. Inshallah Azzawajal, many, many kalam in Hadaik-e Bakshish. Whenever we read, whenever we recite, whenever we listen, they increase the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A beautiful statement of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya as well, that if you want to increase your love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then start reading the poetry of Ala Hazrat Ala Rehma. So today our topic is about the poetry of Ala Hazrat, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Many segments in today's program as well. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we move on to our segment, guess the puzzle. We will listen a beautiful blessings of Durood-e Paak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever likes this thing that Allah Almighty is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Almighty should recite salat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guess the puzzle, please.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Guess the puzzle. Chale ji, wah ji. Very easy. MashaAllah. Abdul Hanan bhai or Bilal bhai can also participate in that. No problem. Adil bhai bhi kar sakte hain. No problem. Inshallah, we'll start with a beautiful kalam. And Adil bhai will recite the kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تیرے قدموں میں جو ہیں غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھیں کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوا تیرا تیرے ٹکڑوں سے پلے غیر کی ٹھوکر پہ نہ ڈال جھڑکیاں کھائیں کہاں چھوڑ کے صدقہ تیرا صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میرا راز یہ تھا قسم شب تار میرا راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تارا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا کو حق نے جمیل کیا، تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا، کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شگا، کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شگا، تیرے خالق کے حسن و ادا کی قسم ہے کلا میں الہی میں شمس و دوحا، وہ خدا نے یہ مرتبہ تجھ کو دیا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شگا، کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شگا، تیرے شہر و کلام بقا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرا مسند ناز عرش پری، تیرا مہر میرا زہر ہے امی، تیرا مہر میرا زہر ہے امی، تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شگا، تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شگا، تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تو ہی بندوں پہ کرتا ہے لطف و عطا، ہے تجھی پہ بھرو سا تجھی سے دعا، ہے تجھی پہ بھرو سا تجھی سے دعا، مجھے جلوائے پا کے رسول دکھا، مجھے جلوائے پا کے رسول دکھا، تجھے اپنی ہی عز و علا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا، کہ رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں، کہ رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں، نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا، نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا، مجھے شوخی طبع رضا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میرا راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف تو تا کی قسم۔
الحمدللہ، دا بیوٹیفل ایکسلنٹ پوئٹری آف اعلیٰ حضرت علیہ رحمہ، ایون ہم سیلف اعلیٰ حضرت ڈکلیئر دس دیٹ آئی ہیو لرن ناد گوئی فرام قرآن پاک۔ سو اف یو لک دا تھرو آؤٹ ہز ہدایت کے بخش دس کلام، ان ون سائڈ دا اشارہ آف اینی قرآن آیا، دا ون شاعر آف دا واقعہ ان قرآن پاک، اندر سائڈ اف یو لک از دا معجزات آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، تو کہیں پہ احادیث کو ہے، اور دریا کو کوسے میں بند کرتے ہوئے ایک ایسی مثال پیش کرتے ہیں کہ جس کی کوئی مثال نہیں ملتی، کمال کی شاعری ہے۔ اس لیے کہتے ہیں نا کہ نعت کہنے کو احمد رضا چاہیے۔ سو ان شاء اللہ عز و جل poetry of Ala Hazrat will start with Bilal bhai, mashallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, says up today we will all have the honor of celebrating the mastery of the poetry of one of the most revered and influential scholars of Islam. Not only the scholars of Islam, but he's also categorized amongst one of the most influential personalities in Islamic history, as well as Islamic poets. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, in today's time, is renowned for his poetry. But if we look at his entire life, his life entails a lot of other wonders as well. If you were just single out each one of his qualities, you can go into them and seriously become absolved. How he was a master in different fields of the Islamic sciences. If you talk about his Islamic education, then we talk about his knowledge in terms of his mastery of mathematics. If we look at other aspects of his life, we'll see that he's an expert in those fields as well. Truly, I think he was an expert all around.
SubhanAllah,
whichever field he decided to take a step into, he became a master of it in a very short span of time. This is why these poetry says that these couplets of about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and even though there are few words, but they really tell us a lot about the personality. That truly, whichever direction he went in, he left people astonished. He left people amazed. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, his poetry is a testament to his deep spirituality, his connection with Allah Almighty. And it also, when we look at his poetry, we see his unwavering iman. His iman was full, his yaqeen. In his poetry, you will feel that. Alongside this, without a shadow of a doubt, every viewer Madani channel who is affiliated with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, who's read his poetry, knows that once a person reads his poetry, you yourself become engrossed in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was deep in many different aspects. And then when we look at when he dealt with poetry, it wasn't just the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he would call out to Allah Almighty, when he would ask through munajat, when he would write different forms of poetry, whether praising the awliya of Allah, like Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu, and also when he Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, would speak about the Sunni creed and how a Muslim should be and the beliefs he should have, we find that in his poetry. So there's so many avenues. I was just noting down his spiritual analysis when you look at his poetry. You can look at the way he has adhered to uphold the Sunni beliefs, which have come down from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we look at the way his words that he uses, and the way how clear he is in expressing his love and his devotion. Because it's not easy to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not easy to praise Allah Almighty, because these are the exalted personalities. They are the exalted, Allah Almighty is the exalted creator, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah. So when we deal with the praise of Allah Almighty, then we must be very careful with the words that we use. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, when he discusses the physical description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we look at, I would like to bring this up right now. I would wanted to save it for the end, but subhanAllah, the discussion has left it. We look at Sayyidi Ala Hazrat's poetry, Sayyid Sahib. You look at the physical description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see his blessed sweat mubarak, and then he says, "Wallah jo mil jaye mere gul ka pasina." Mange na kabi itr na phir chahe dulhan phool. This is just the mere sweat mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we hear about the blessed ears of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat goes into wajd and he says, "Dur o nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaan la'le karamat pe lakhon salam." When we see the blessed forehead being praised by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat taking blessings in order to praise the blessed forehead of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Jiske maathe shafaat ka sehra raha, us jabine saadat pe lakho salam." We come to the blessed eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, "Jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya, us nigahe inayat pe lakho salam. Nichi aankhon ki sharm o haya par durood." Unchi bini ki rifat pe lakho salam. Kisko dekha ye Musa se pooche koi. Aankho walon ki himmat pe lakho salam. When we hear about the blessed lip mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, patli patli gulen, kud se ki pattiya, ان لبوں کی نزاکت پہ لاکھوں سلام، وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا، چشمہ علم و حکمت پہ لاکھوں سلام، وہ زبان، we're talking about the blessed tongue of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سیدی اعلی حضرت says وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہیں، اس کی نافذ حکومت پہ لاکھوں سلام. When we look at the blessed smile of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, we see جس کی تسکین سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑے، اس تبسم کی عادت پہ لاکھوں سلام. And when we come to the blessed speech مبارک of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سیدی اعلی حضرت enlightens our hearts by telling us اس کی باتوں کی لذت پہ لاکھوں درود، اس کے خطبے کی ہیبت پہ لاکھوں سلام، الغرض ان کے ہر منہ پہ لاکھوں درود، ان کی ہر خو و خصلت پہ لاکھوں سلام، ان کے ہر نام و نسبت پہ نامی درود، ان کے ہر وقت و حالت پہ لاکھوں سلام. سیدی اعلی حضرت, this is just a few I managed to compile mashallah some time back just on the physical description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what truly can be said? Because ulama have mentioned, no matter how much the scholars of the past, the likes of Ala Hazrat, extol the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one can do justice. So then what could be the amazing physical description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I pray that Allah azza wa jalla grants us the understanding Ameen. Of the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. We look at different aspects, and inshallah throughout the program we're going to see this. May Allah grant us true love for this great man of Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are many poets, and there were many poets, but the maqam, what Ala Hazrat, and the status of Ala Hazrat in poetry, especially in the Naatiya Kalam, is, you can say, is amazing. And especially you can find the poet who can write a kalam in one language, or maximum in two. But the Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rehma is, you can say, is another status on this. In four different languages, but the kalam rhythm is, you can say, amazing. Yani banda sunta jaye, padhta jaye, to vajr mein aata jaye, ki sher kaise chal rahe hain, ek lafz ko char different languages ko leke kalam likhna, aur kalam mein bhi rapt rehna, continue jo cheez hai na, wo kamal ki Ala Hazrat ki thi. Wo kaun sa tha kalam
huzur? نظر مثل تو نہ شد پیدا جانا، جگ راج کو تاج تورے سر سو، جگ راج کو تاج تورے سر سو ہے، تجھ کو شہ دو سرا جانا، البحر على والماج طغى من بك سو طوفانش ربا، من بك سو طوفانش ربا، منجدار میں ہوں بگڑی ہے ہوا، منجدار میں ہوں بگڑی ہے ہوا، موری نیا پار لگا جانا، یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ.
مزہ آتا ہے نا، ایک عجیب سا ہو رہا ہوتا ہے، یو نو یہ فیلنگ آؤٹ سائڈ بھی اور ان سائڈ بھی، کہ اعلیٰ حضرت کی بات کر رہے ہیں، ان کی کلام پڑھ رہے ہو، تو سیدھے تصور میں جو ہے نا مدینے کی گلیاں ہوتی ہیں، میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا جو ہے وہ چہرہ مبارک کے جو ہے وہ بندہ کہاں سے کہاں پہنچ جاتا ہے، یہی کمال ہے ان کا. اینڈ از ناٹ لائک دا ادر پوئٹ وی اسپینڈنگ آورس اینڈ آورس. اعلیٰ حضرت ناٹ اسپینڈنگ آورس اینڈ آور جس آن دس، بیکاز ڈن سو مچ تھنگس. کیونکہ کمال تھا اعلیٰ حضرت کا کہ دنیا بھر سے جو ہے وہ مسائل آتے تھے اور فتاوے لکھنے ہوتے تھے، جوابات دینے ہوتے تھے. اچھا کمال یہ تھا جس لینگویج میں آتا تھا اس لینگویج میں جواب دیتے تھے، شرعی مسئلہ ہوتا تھا محقق ہوتا تھا محققانہ جواب دیتے تھے، ادیب ہوتا تھا ادبانہ جواب دیتے تھے. اچھا کمال کی بات اعلیٰ حضرت کی یہ تھی کہ یو نو دیز پوئٹس دے ٹیک آورس اینڈ آور ڈیز اینڈ days, months and months, کیا لکھیں کیا نہ لکھیں. اعلیٰ حضرت چٹکیوں میں چیزیں لکھ دیا کرتے تھے, کوئی کلام لے کر آتا تھا, جد اعلیٰ حضرت کہتے تھے اچھا ابھی دیکھتے ہیں, اور وہ جو کلام ہے نا معراج شریف کا, سبحان اللہ, کہ سم ون کیم ان دا کورٹ آف اعلیٰ حضرت, اعلیٰ حضرت آئی ہیو ریٹن دس کلام, دا قصیدہ معراج شریف. اعلیٰ حضرت علیہ الرحمہ دو یا تین ان کے اشعار سنے, اس کے بعد اثر کے بعد ملتے ہیں, ود ان یو کے سے کہ آور بھی نہیں لگتا نا اتنا. اعلیٰ حضرت نے جو کمال کا لکھا ہے وہ کلام, وہ سرور کشور رسالت جو عرش پر جلوہ گر ہوئے تھے,
کشور رسالت جو عرش پر جلوہ گر ہوئے تھے, وہ سرور کشور رسالت جو عرش پر جلوہ گر ہوئے تھے, نئے نرالے طرب کے ساما عرب کے مہمان کے لیے تھے, بغار ہے شادیا مبارک.
Many people they listen, they invite, but they don't know what Allah Azad mean there. You know, just this kalam, you need many, many episodes. Every shair has his own beauty.
بہار ہے شادیاں مبارک, چمن کو آبادیاں مبارک, ملک فلک اپنی اپنی لے میں, ملک فلک اپنی اپنی لے میں, یہ قرآن دل کا بولتے تھے, بگا فلک پر یہاں زمین میں, رچی تھی شادی مچی تھی دھومیں, ادھر سے انوار ہستے آتے, ادھر سے نفخات اٹھ رہے تھے.
انشاءاللہ we have a package ready for you, see you shortly inshallah.
Dear viewers, let's learn about this great miracle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma. And it is mentioned that once an astrologer came in the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, and he asked the astrologer, tell me when it would rain according to your computation. Having made his astrological computation, the astrologer said, there is no water in this month, it will rain the next month. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal is omnipotent, and if He Azza wa Jal wills, it may rain even today. You are looking at the stars, but I am not only looking at the stars, but also at the omnipotence of the creator of the stars. Subhanallah. There was a clock on the wall, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma asked him, what time is it? The astrologer said, it is 11:15. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma further asked, how much time is left in 12 o'clock? He replied, 45 minutes. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he asked again, can it be 12 o'clock before 45 minutes? He replied in negative. Listening to it, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma stood up and rotated the hands of the clock. The clock instantly chimed 12 o'clock. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma then said, you told me that it cannot be 12 o'clock before 45 minutes. So how is it 12 o'clock now? The astrologer said, you changed the position of the hands of the clock. Otherwise, it would have taken 45 minutes to be 12 o'clock. Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal is omnipotent, and He Azza wa Jal may move a star anywhere at any time. You predicted that it would rain next month, but if my Allah Azza wa Jal wills, it may start raining today at the very same moment. As soon as Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma uttered these words, clouds appeared on the sky and it began to rain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great lesson that we learn from this miracle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma. He reformed that person. His reliance was on the computation of astrology, whereas the reliance of Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma was the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy and forgive us without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Ji Abdul Hanan bhai.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyid sahab, MashaAllah, beautiful topic regarding the kalam of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi, his poetry. And alhamdulillah, you can see the state that even someone doesn't understand the meaning of these poets, but still there's inside it buzzes, you can say something is created inside just because it's written by a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's written in such unique way, and the way the words are laid out, and subhanallah, it really makes you think. If you were to understand it, and if you were to go into the depths of even the people who have done the commentary on it, even they have not put the full commentary. Or, according to their knowledge, they're saying that this means this or this means this. So not everything is understood what Ala Hazrat was saying in the state he was saying in anyway. Sayyid Sahib, poetry, it's a very powerful thing. And if you, you know, today people don't, many people don't understand what poetry is. And you get people who, you know, sometimes they're sitting and they're reading few words of poetry, and then the people are saying wah wah wah, and they're just praising the person who's reading it. Probably don't even know what the meaning is, or what, they don't even understand it. But it's become like a culture sort of thing now. Mm. But although if you look at poetry in the old times, it used to have a great effect on the lives of people. And when someone would bring a poetry forward, you know, and there will be people to challenge it, or they will go into the depths of it. And, you know, the effect of poetry on the hearts, you know, this will be was unique. And you can understand from some of the different kalams, from whether it's Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, whether it's the previous kalams or from the prior saints, Rahimahullah, you will find that the poetry has its effect. And Alhamdulillah, it's been such a beautiful thing. In the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the great companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would praise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the form of poetry. The great Sahabi Rasul, Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, you know, he would sit in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he would start praising the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you know, he would go and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say, oh Hassan, read. He would make him sit in his place, and he would make him read the poetry, praise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, you know, it's even from the Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Rizwan, this is proven. And even different times, at the time of battle, some of the companions, they would talk about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the way the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going into battlefield, etc. So, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, it's in our beautiful deen, we've always had poetry, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And also some poetry is there to make us reflect. And Alhamdulillah, the beauty is, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he has written poetry, he hasn't just written poetry just on the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or on the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has also written poetry on reflection as well, making us also in the time which he lived in, and the challenges which we are facing. So there's poetry regarding everything. Like Bilal Madani, he mentioned regarding Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi's poetry, you know, in so many different aspects, Ala Hazrat talks about different things, whether it's munajat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whether it's the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it's the features of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it's the maqam of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it's the journey of the Prophet, like you mentioned about the journey of Miraj. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he took every aspect of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he pondered over the verses of the Quran, he pondered over the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he would bring that into poetry, and he would praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of his uniqueness, he had many great uniqueness, and poetry was one of his great uniqueness. Alhamdulillah, we can see the effect of it on the hearts of the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When someone reads a poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, you know, it just makes you move. It brings that state inside you. Why? Because it's coming from a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, this is how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he started to praise. And you know, the people who came to Ala Hazrat and they said, you know, praise this great Nawab, this personality. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he goes on to say, Karo madhe ehle duwan raza, par is bala, meri bala. Main gada hu apne kareem ka mera deen paray naan. You know, they came from that place, that and Allah said, you know how he put them words there, and he took them down as well at the same time. He says, my deen is not a piece of bread,
Allah, Subhanallah.
کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان ناچ جہاں نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان ناچ جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ میں نثار تیرے کلام پر میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملیوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں کروں مدح اہل دول رضا پڑھ اس بلا میں میری بلا کروں مدح اہل دول رضا پڑھ اس بلا میں میری بلا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پارائنا نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ
لوگ دولت میں کتنا گر جاتے ہیں بس لکی تو شاعری اف اعلیٰ ہیں میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پا رہا ہے نا نہیں سبحان اللہ اللہ اکبر قرآن کے حوالے سے بات ہو رہی تھی اعلیٰ حضرت کی شاعری دیکھیں کیا ہے نا انا آتینا کل کوثر ساری کثرت پاتے ہیں ورفعنا لک ذکرک کا ہے سایہ تجھ پر کہیں اب دیکھیں کہ قرآن کی آیتوں کو بھی کیا خوبصورت انداز کے اندر شعروں کے اندر اعلیٰ حضرت جو ہے نا وہ جماتے ہوئے نظر آتے ہیں ماشاء اللہ
وہی سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت اینڈ ہز نالج آف دا دین how he used utilized the knowledge and his understanding of Quran and hadith to praise the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further no doubt like we said in the beginning Sayyidi ala hazrat took the style of the holy Quran took the words from the holy Quran like you mentioned in the famous kalam sachi baat sikhate ye hain inna a'tainakal kawthar sari kasrat baat ye hain and then there's also like this inshallah later on down I want to mention another verse in relation to this But referring, when we look at the Qur'an hadith, and we know we've heard many a times as well that the Qur'an hadith is the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encapsulated. And for example, in one place, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he mentions, مُؤْمِنْ هُو مُؤْمِنُوں پہ رَعُوفَ وَرَحِيمْ هُو سَائِلْ هُو سَائِلُوں کو خُشِي لَا نَهَرْ کی ہے.
Allah.
Now one thing people is going to go over our heads. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is saying that I am a believer and O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the most merciful and you are the most kind for the believing people. I am a believer and you are the most kind and most generous to the believing people. I am a beggar and you are the one to the beggar you do never say no. You never turn away. You never turn away or reject or you never scold any beggar. Now, that's fine, but the wording of the poetry is La Nahar. And this comes from the verse of the Holy Quran that very famously everybody would know. In Surah Ad-Duha, verse number 10, Allah Almighty says, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ And as for the beggar, do not scold. Meaning, do not scold the beggar. The wording at the end of فِعْلْ نَهِ is do not scold, la tanhar.
Allah.
The root letters of the word, la tanhar, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat uses la nahar to Allah. Indicate towards this fact. And this is how he's encapsulated the Quran and he joins it with his poetry. And like you hear, it just flows naturally.
Subhanallah.
And then if you look at another place, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he says, Mujrim bulaye aaye hain,
ja'u ka hai
gawa. پھر رد ہو کب یہ شان کریموں کی در کی ہے.
سبحان اللہ.
سیدی اعلی حضرت ہی ہے سینگ دیٹ دی سینر ہی از بینگ کولڈ جاؤکا, ہی از بینگ کولڈ اینڈ دین ہی یوزز دی عربک ورڈ جاؤکا ہے گواہ, دیٹ دی پروف فار دا دا پروف that the sinners are being called to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the verse, part of the verse of the Quran, ja'uka. And where does this come from? In the verse of the Holy Quran, very famous as well, walau annahum idhlamu anfusahum ja'uka.
Allah,
here when Allah Almighty says that, and even when they do injustice to themselves, when the believing people, they wrong themselves by committing sins, then oh beloved, ja'uka, they should come to you. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat uses this understanding of the Quran and this verse, and he says, mujrim bulaye aaye hain ja'uka ke gawah.
Allahu Akbar.
Phir rad ho kab ye shaan kareemon ki dar ki hai. So then how would we ever be turned away from the generous court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we have been invited by the Holy Quran? So again, once again, we understand again the belief as well, Sayyid Sahab. And this is just a point that I want to carry on to another point, is the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shafa'at Mustafa. And then when we open up this topic, then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat does not leave.
Subhanallah.
He's made entire poems on the shafa'at of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is what I would like the viewers of Madani Channel to realize, how profound Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is, and how we are really at loss when we do not have knowledge of his mastery of poetry. And there's also other couplets of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, just one of them, where now he refers to an incident. Where he refers to an incident that has happened in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And this is a particular incident where it was during an expedition, and the companions were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were out of water and they needed water. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the companions to bring their water skins and to put whatever water they have into this bowl. And then they all did so, and it was only a little amount of water. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his blessed fingers, his ungliya, into the blessed bowl of the utensil which had the leftover the water. Then from in between the fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, water began to flow.
Allah.
I don't want to show my own hands. The hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are never like ours. But we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, water flew from his blessed fingers. And then the companions quenched their thirst. Those who needed to perform wudu, performed wudu. Those who needed to refresh themselves even more than wudu, they did so. Those who needed to quench the thirst of their animals, they also did so.
Allah.
And it mentions that even if it was either 70,000 or 10,000 more companions, then it would have sufficed for them.
Allahu Akbar.
And this is the miraculous hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
پیاسے جھوم کر ندیاں پنجاب رحمت کی ہے جاری وا ہوا, ندیاں پنجاب رحمت کی ہے جاری وا ہوا.
کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا, دریا بہا دیے ہیں, دربے بہا دیے ہیں, کریم ایسا ملا کہ جس کے کھلے ہیں آت اور بڑے خزانے, بتاؤ اے مفلسو پھر کیوں مارا دل استراب میں ہے. سچ اے جنرس ماسٹر وی ہیو بین بلیسڈ ود ہوز ہینڈز آر آلویز اوپن اوور فلوئنگ ود ٹریجرز. یعنی جب آپ کو ایسا کریم ملا ہے تو سو ٹھیل می ہو مفلس ہو, پھر دل استراب میں کیوں ہے, پھر کیوں پریشان ہو. میرے آقا خود فرماتے ہیں انما انا قاسم واللہ یعطی, وہ خود فرماتے ہیں اللہ مجھے دیتا ہے اور میں تقسیم کرتا ہوں. تو جب میرے ہمیں ایسے آقا ملے ہیں, ایسے کریم ملے ہیں, تو پھر پریشانی کائے کی ہے.
میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے دیے ہیں, ہاں دریا بہا حکن دل کے ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم جسم سے آ گئے ہو میرے رضا جسم سے آ گئے ہو سیکھے بٹھا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے
بڑی سمپل شاعری ہوتی تھی یعنی اعلیٰ حضرت کمال دیکھیں ویری سمپل ورڈز بہت شائستگی لکھنؤ کی جو ہوتی ہے نا اگر اردو پڑھے نا بڑی بہت سمپل ہے میں بہت سارے اشعار ہیں اے رضا سب چلے مدینے کو میں نہ جاؤں ارے خدا نہ کرے یعنی کتنی سمپلسٹی ہے لیکن کمال دیکھے کیسے اعلیٰ حضرت کر رہے ہیں کہ اے رضا سب چلے مدینے کو میں نہ جاؤں ارے خدا نہ کرے آنکھیں رو رو کے سجانے والے جانے والے نہیں آنے والے یعنی کمال دیکھے شعروں کو کس طرح رکھ رہے ہیں اور کئی ایسے اشعار ہیں کہ جن کے اندر ایک ہی لفظ آ رہا ہے لیکن ہر جگہ معنی الگ ہیں انشاءاللہ وہ بھی آپ کو سنائیں گے صنعت تضاد کے شعر الگ ہیں اور بہت سارے کمال ہیں اعلیٰ حضرت کی شاعری کے نو ڈاؤٹ میرے آقا کی نظر کرم دس و الحمد للہ جس سمت آ گئے وہ سکے بٹھا دیے ہیں جی عبد الرحمٰن بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں مزید
سری صاحب دس ون کلام آف اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وچ آئی ریلی لائک اینڈ اٹس ویری فیمس وی آل نو اٹ یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو
سبحان اللہ
ان دس کلام اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہی ٹاکس اباؤٹ یو نو He talks about the status of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be helping his ummatis in what state they will be in. You know, he talks about Ya ilahi, jab zabane bahir aaye pyaas se, sahibe kosar shahe judo ata ka saath. He's talking about that on the day of judgment when people's tongues will come out because of thirst. Allah. You know, they will be, you know, dying in this state because keep in mind, this is going to be the day of judgment. The Allah. Day of judgment is going to be in such a state that the sun will be a quarter of a mile from our heads, ground be made out of copper. People will be drowning in their own sweat. People will be dying out of thirst. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he's putting this picture in his poetry and he talks about that, Ya Ilahi, jab zabane bahir aaye pyaas se, when the tongues come out because of thirst, صاحب کوثر شہ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو. He talks about صاحب کوثر. Who is صاحب کوثر? Talking about the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the distributor of کوثر.
Subhanallah.
We know what کوثر is. کوثر is that well where the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will be giving water to all his ummatis, those who will be dying out of thirst. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will be distributing کوثر.
He's the owner of the کوثر and the distributor of the کوثر.
Subhanallah. So you know how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he's picturing this and then he says, یا الہی نامہ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوش حلق ستارے حتا کا ساتھ ہو. You know, it talks about that on the day of judgment when our book of deeds will be opened. You know, when our accountability, our book of deeds be opened. At that time, you know, the حلق ستار حتا کا ساتھ ہو. You know, the ستار, he covers, he veils, hides our sins on that Allah day. Allah. Ya Rabbul Alameen, hide our sins on that day. And Allah Azzur Rahmatullah Alayhi, he carries on, he says, Ya Ilahi, rang laye jab meri bebaakiyan, ان کی نیچی نیچی نظروں کی حیا کا ساتھ ہو. Meaning, talks about that we know when our eyes will be in such a state, at that time, the lowering of the eyes of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, may them lowered eyes be with us on that day. Subhanallah.
یا الہی جب زبانِ بہرائے پیاس سے صاحب کوثر شہ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو. یا الہی نامہ जब खुलने लगे ऐब पोशे खल्क सतारे खता का साथ हो.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Many couplets of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat that we can discuss, but this one, Sayyid Sahab, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat really gives us the answer to all of our problems, the door to go to answer all of our problems, and also the one because of whom everything has come into existence.
Subhanallah.
In one of the poems of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he goes on to say, in the middle of this poem, he goes on to say, Hote kaha khalilo bina, Kaaba o Mina, Lawlak wale sahibi sab tere ghar ki hai. Meaning even Khalil, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Kaaba's foundation and Mina, all of these great and historical references in Islam, they would not have existed if you were not my master. Meaning if you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not exist. For everything from your court they attained. Mawla Ali Nevari teri neend par namaz. Aur wo bhi asar sab se jo aala khatar ki hai. Meaning upon your blessed rest, his namaz, Mawla Ali sacrificed.
Allah.
And that too, the asar namaz, which is the most revered. If we pause for a moment and try to explain this, may Allah give us tawfiq and make our tongues easy. Look at what's happening. Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu is having the honor of the blessed head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his lap. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, and Sayyidina Ali is sitting there in one of the greatest places on earth, really the greatest place on earth at that moment, in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fulfilling his service. And what happens? The time of Asr is going. The time of Asr is going, and he is thinking now, what should I do? Do I disturb the sleep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for to offer the prayer, or do I let the prayer go and not disturb the sleep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And what happened in history? All those people need to realize that what is more important? If it was not for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would we have ever got the gift of namaz? It was for the night of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveling and being called to the night of Mi'raj, being blessed with the gift of namaz. Where did namaz come from? Allah. Came from Allah. Who did it come through? Did it come directly to me and you?
Allah.
Absolutely not. It came from the beloved of Allah.
Allah. This the is blessed what people, gift, subhanAllah.
People
subhanAllah.
Need to understand who the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. The praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu sacrifices the Asr Salah for the sleep of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that too, Asr Salah. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty refers to Salatul Asr as Salatul Wusta and has also given this Salah the most superiority.
Yeah. It's in the middle.
The middle Salah is many different reasons, because at that time business is, in simple terms, booming, as they say. Meaning it's the time where business deals are being done. Now who will sacrifice their business deal to stand before Allah Almighty? Asr Salah, even in Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnah, the founder of the Islami, in his book Faizani Namaz, also discusses and brings many points on the importance of Asr Namaz as well. And so the Asr Salah is being sacrificed, and which is the most revered. Then what happens after? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat goes on to say, oh people, this is a point of Islamic history and the seerat of the Prophet in poetry. And then he goes on to say, Siddiq, balke ghar mein jaan us pe de chuke, aur hifz-e jaan to jaan furuz-e ghurar ki hai. Now how has the ulama translated this? Upon him in the grave, his life Siddiq in fact sacrificed. Beautiful translation, mashallah, by ulama kiram. Upon him, upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, within the cave, Ghari Thawr, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, once again is resting. And now it is Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what is happening? Jaan, his life is at risk. His life is at risk as he has just been stung by a snake. And what's so amazing, Sayyid Sahab, which is unbelievable, we can't even comprehend. If some fly or bumblebee stings us, Allah, we react so quickly. A snake, Allah, also with poison in its venom, in its sting, has stung the foot, Allah, one of the most sensitive parts of the human body.
Allah.
And it hits the foot of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And not even a flinch, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Not even a flinch, because let what happens if I disturb the sleep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? We need to understand the maqam of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the Sahaba ikram. So upon him in the grave, his life Siddiq in fact sacrificed. How is this? Ulama mentioned because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cured the immediate pain that was at the foot of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar. But the ulama say that the venom that was inside, it was within the body of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar throughout his blessed life. And this was one of the reasons that he embraced martyrdom. So he sacrificed his life in that moment. Whereas, or hifze jaan to jaan furuze ghurar ki hai. Whereas one's greatest duty is to protect one's own life. In many cases in the Sharia, there has been options of leniency to protect your life. In consuming those things which are haram, for a small amount, the amount to remove the starvation, just to save your life. But look at what's going on here.
Allah.
Look at who is being sacrificed. The greatest of all of creation after Anbiya and Mursaleen, Siddiqi Akbar. And who is he being sacrificed Allah for? Allah. The beloved of Allah, the greatest of all of creation. Then Sayyid Sahab, this continues. Ha, tu ne unko jaan unhe phir di namaz, par wo to kar chuke the, jo karni bashar ki hai. Meaning, indeed, you saved his life for him. The time of namaz you returned, but they both did that which from their humanly self was expected. It was expected that these personalities would make that huge sacrifice. And very quickly they say, ثابت ہوا کہ جملہ فرائض فروع ہے اصل الاصول بندگی اس تاجور کی ہے. It has thus been proven that all obligations are secondary. Look at the two obligations, the most important is namaz in a person's life and then your life on the line. Both of these in the Sharia, there have been leniencies. At times we shorten the prayer because of travel. At times when you're in such a dire situation, a person's really old, then there's so many different rulings. There's leniency given. But look at this point, it has been proven. All obligations are a secondary issue. And they are subjected. But the fundamental principle is to serve this king. Bishop. Is to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with complete devotion.
Subhanallah. Kyunki jaan hai ishq e Mustafa.
Subhanallah.
Roz fuzu kare khuda. Jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye ki. Aur Ala Hazrat ne khud likh diya. یعنی یہ سارے واقعات دیکھیں اور اعلیٰ حضرت کی زندگی کا اگر ایک شعر کے اندر اگر آپ دیکھنا چاہتے ہیں, انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام, انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام, للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا.
انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام, للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا, للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا.
اور ماشاءاللہ بلال بھائی نے جو اشعار پڑھے تو ان کے کچھ میں بھی پڑھ دوں انشاءاللہ.
پیغام سب لائی ہے گلزار نبی سے, آیا ہے بلاوا مجھے دربار نبی سے, دربار نبی سے. مولا علی نے وار دی تیری نیند پر نماز, مولا علی نے وار دی تیری نیند پر نماز, اور وہ بھی عصر سب سے جو خطر کی ہے, اور وہ بھی عصر سب سے جو اعلیٰ خطر کی ہے, اعلیٰ خطر کی ہے. صدیق بل کے غار میں جا ان پہ دے چکے, صدیق بل کے غار میں جا ان پہ دے چکے, اور حفظ جان تو جان فروز غرر کی ہے, فروز غرر کی ہے. ہاتھوں نے ان کو جان انہیں پھیر دی نماز, ہاتھوں نے ان کو جان انہیں پھیر دی نماز, پر وہ تو کر چکے تھے جو کرنی بشر کی ہے, پر وہ تو کر چکے تھے جو کرنی بشر کی ہے, کرنی بشر کی ہے. ثابت ہوا کہ جملہ فرائض فروع ہے, ثابت ہوا کہ جملہ فرائض فروع ہے, بندگی اس تاجور کی ہے, اس تاجور کی ہے, پیغام سبا لائی ہے گلزار نبی سے, آیا ہے بلاوا مجھے دربار نبی سے, دربار نبی سے, دربار نبی سے.
جی عبدالحنان بھائی,
ون آف دا کلامز وچ آئی ریئلی انجوائے ریڈنگ اینڈ آلسو الحمد للہ اٹس گاٹ ا لاٹ آف ڈیپ میننگز ٹو اٹ.
آپ خود ہی پڑھ کے بھی سنا دیجیے, نو پرابلم. ان
شاء اللہ نعت خان از ہیئر, ان شاء اللہ, ان شاء اللہ یو ریڈ. اٹس اعلیٰ حضرت رائٹس دیٹ وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہم تن کرم بنایا, ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستا بتایا, تجھے حمد ہے خدایا. In this kalam, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah, he talks about praising the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he carries on, he says, وہ قواری پاک مریم وہ نفخت فی ہے قادم ہے عجب نشان اعظم مگر آمنہ کا جایا. In this, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah, he's talking about Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, talking about the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And you know that how the uniqueness of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, that she has, when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam blew and then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was born from that, this uniqueness. And then he says, hey, ajab nishane azam magar amina ka jaya. You know how the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he is the son of Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala. And what happened at that time, we all know, when Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala, she mentions that when she gave birth to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she saw the palaces of Sham, and you know, showing that the placing of the flags, one in the east, one in the west, all this was taking place when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being born. How Allah Azza rahmatullah alayhi, he's combining this in his poetry, in this. Then he, Allah Azza rahmatullah alayhi, he carries on, he says, یہی بولس سدر والے چمنے جہاں کے تالے, سب میں نے چھانڈ ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا,
تجھے یک نے یک بنایا, تجھے یک نے یک.
You know, Allah Azza rahmatullah, he refers to a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, oh Jibreel, you tell me, you have seen the east, you have seen the west, you have seen everything, tell me, have you seen anyone like me? Upon this, you know, Allah Azza rahmatullah is writing, yehi bola sidra wale, you know, sidra wale means Jibreel alayhi salam, chamane jahan ke tale, you've seen everything, chamane jahan ke tale, sab maine chand dale tere paaye ka. Then he talks about what Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is saying. He says that I have seen the east, I have seen the west, I've seen the entire universe, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have not seen anyone Allah like you. And you know how Allah Azza rahmatullah, you know, when we talk about Allah Azza is always looking at the verses of the Quran, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, how he refers to different matters, like talking about uniqueness of Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Isa alayhi wa sallam. Then he talks about the uniqueness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, you know, even in this, Allah rahmatullah, he mentions so many things. He says, تمی حاکم برایا تمی قاسم عطایا, تمی دافع بلایا تمی شافع خطایا, کوئی تم سکو نہ آیا. He talks about uniqueness of the Prophet. You know, we know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being Qasim, that he is the distributor. Like, you know, the hadith talks about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam distributes. Tumi dafa e balaya tumi shafa, it talks about that you are, Ya Rasulullah, you are the intercessor. You are the intercessor of the entire ummah, subhanallah. This is how Allah rahmatullah alayhi, he talks about you know, the praise of the Prophet. Arey ay khuda ke bande, he ends, he says, arey ay khuda ke bande, koi mere dil ko dundo, mere paas tha abhi, to abhi kya hua hudaya. He talks about, you know, his state of his heart, that, oh, you know, he's asking the people around him, tell me what has happened to my heart. Why? Because Allah Azza rahmatullah, his heart is gone deeply into the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, what's happened to the state of my heart? You know, tell me. And then Allah Azza rahmatullah alayhi, himself, he says, mere paas tha abhi to abhi kya hua khudaaya. Subhanallah. You know,
na koi gaya
na koi, no one's gone and no one's come. Allah,
wohi rab hai jisne tujhe ko hum tan karam bana, وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھے کو ہم تن کرم بنایا, ہم हो तेरा आस्ता बताया तुझे हमद है खुदाया तुझे हमद है खुदाया तुझे हमद है खुदाया तुझे हमद है खुदाया तुम ही हाकिम बराया तुम ही कासिम अताया तुम ही दाफे बलाया तुम ही दाफे बलाया तुम ही शाफे खताया कोई तुम सा कौन आया कोई तुम सा कौन आया अरे ए खुदा के बंदो कोई मेरे दिल को ढूंढो अरे ए खुदा के बंदो अरे ए खुदा के बंदो कोई मेरे दिल को ढूंढो मेरे पास था अभी तो अभी क्या हुआ खुदाया ना कोई गया ना आया ना कोई गया ना आया ना कोई गया ना आया ना कोई गया ना
अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह चलें जी आज तो लगता है दो तीन घंटे का भी प्रोग्राम हो तो इज़ नॉट इनफ माशाल्लाह वी हैव टू मूव एनी वे टूवर्ड्स आवर सेगमेंट गेस द वर्ड चलो आई विल मेक इट इजी ए सॉरी नो ई दिस टाइम
एस
नो एस
N. H. Allah.
H. Right.
That was a guess. O.
Sorry, no O.
T.
T. Yes, T.
R.
MashaAllah. Abdul Hanan bhai, MashaAllah. Brilliant.
Is there another A in there? Say so. You put one A, so assume you can put another A in there as well.
Aap bataye to. Bilal bhai got it.
I.
Don't give chance to you. Wow, Adil bhai na pahunch jaye, kamaal ho jayega.
A.
ए देखो अदील भाई बहुत यार रिस्क लिया है
जेड
जेड हजरत सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम जी
ए
ए
टी
सॉरी तो कुछ भी नहीं करना है
एम
एम देखा हम आसमान की बात कर रहे होंगे जमीन की बात कर रहे होंगे जी
आर
नो आर सॉरी
जी
नो जी आप तो सरकार
ई
E. E. चले जी E. जी बिलाल भाई
H.
H. चल जी अब्दुल रहमान भाई
F.
F.
S.
S. क्या बात है जी जी बिलाल भाई, अदील भाई गौर दे
जी,
सारे आ जाएंगे, इधर कुछ नहीं आएगा। यस
अल्लाह अकबर। आई
आई मना भी कर रहा हूँ, आई भी बोल रहे। आई
जी
चलो जी आई। इट्स अ वेरी पावरफुल वर्ड।
डी
डी सॉरी नो डी। अब्दुल हनान भाई।
एन
सॉरी नो एन जी सरकार।
सी यू
नो यू अब्दुल हनान भाई।
पी
पी
इट्स अ पावरफुल
पावरफुल। अब ये ब्रेक थ्रू आज अदील भाई करेंगे, देखिएगा।
बी
देखा, ब्रेक थ्रू किया ना इन्होंने, आगे कुछ नहीं इनको पता होगा, ऐसे ही ब्रेक थ्रू करेंगे, कुछ कुछ नहीं होगा।
एल
एल
ओह माय गॉड
क्या बात है जी। पावरफुल वर्ड हज़रत बिलाल अबशी रज़ी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु। सल्लू अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु ताला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। चलें जी दोबारा चलाएं। राइट आंसर क्या है? पोइट्री था। एंड द विनर टुडे इज मुनीब शाह साहब फ्रॉम वॉल्सॉग। लुक आफ्टर योरसेल्फ, कीप वाचिंग मदनी चैनल। सल्लू अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु ताला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम।
द पाथ ऑफ नॉलेज इज द वे टू जन्नत।